Yeah, there's a number of factors that come into play when you're talking about the elements. Pure temperature-wise, you know, I don't know that there's a ton that goes into it, just because, you know, there's a lot of different things guys can do to help themselves, you know, not have frozen hands or whatever. It's, you know, the wind affects the ball flight, and the temperatures affect the ball flight. You don't see as many kickoffs go out the back of the end zone late in the year. In a lot of different places, and so you got to be aware that, you know, there's more of a chance of ball being, you know, in play. The kickoffs may be a little bit shorter. The punt hang times may not be quite as great as what they are last week in the dome. Those are the types of things we'll specifically talk to, but we're going to get a chance to practice, you know, outside in the elements, hopefully this week, and, you know, have different guys play with the things that can help aid them catch. Yeah, I think he's diversified some of the things that he's been able to do over the last year. I think his directional punting has improved. I think he's had, you know, several games where he's really taken the returner out of it, you know, with his hang time and ball placement. He's improved. He's a matured player. He's improved as a holder. You know, that takes a minute, you know, when you switch kickers to get, you know, those guys are a little bit different in terms of lean or timing or things. So I don't know that there's one specific thing you'd say, boy, that's really, you know, come along, as much as it's been everything, you know, just growing.
A play that came back on the flag on Sunday, but what was your impression of the pursuit he had stopping the one return?
Yeah, Pat's an athletic guy. You know, I remember him running at the combine and bench pressing at the combine, which is rare for a specialist to do, and some guys have done it since then. But he's a competitive guy. You know, he can run, and you know, we were proud of that effort. You know, obviously we saw the flag, and you know, that plays into it. But guys don't like when the ball's running back at them. That's for sure.
When a player hurdles the center like McClellan did in a national game, whatever, it gets a lot of attention. Does that you perk up as far as maybe, you know, such a copycat league that other teams are more likely to try that kind of thing? Or did you yourself know, I mean, take note of that?
Yeah, I saw the play. Anytime there's something that happens in the league that gets a lot of attention or is productive, you're going to see it. And you got to be preparing your guys. That's not the first time it's happened this year. Obviously, you know, Denver was able to have a big play at the end of their game a couple weeks ago against the Saints doing the same thing. New England's one of the teams that kind of started it with Jamie Collins, and, you know, the Rams, you know, did it a number of years ago. You're always trying to be aware of those things, and you prepare your guys both performing those tasks and defending those tasks.
And what is the plan? Has anyone come up with a plan to negate that or defend that?
Well,
what's the best plan?
That play's not happening unless the defense feels confident that they've got a beat on your rhythm. And so to combat those types of things, you know, you can change your rhythm in terms of the snap. The holder can change his mechanics. The kicker can change his mechanics. You don't want to be changing all that much. You can go on two, center's head bob. You don't want to change all that much. You don't want to, you know, change the rhythm of those guys. And then, you know, from a blocking standpoint, the center can do things to discourage that. The guards can do things to discourage that. You can pull the wing and have him sitting there. I mean, there's a number of different things you can do to change that, but varying your rhythm is the thing that usually helps the most.
You guys don't like to see coaching changes, but does it warm your heart to see special teams coaches get the nod even in their interim?
Yeah, warming my heart would probably be pushing it. I think, you know, and there's three situations this year where the special teams coach has gotten the nod. You know, I think that encourages guys that have aspirations of being a head coach. When those types of responsibilities, really, Harbaugh is the only one in recent memory who's got that extensive of a background. But If you dig back through guys' bios, I mean, Coach Belichick was a special teams coach at one point, and you know, I think it encourages guys because that really hasn't happened all that much recently. But, you know, the reality is when you're talking about the things that a head coach may do on game day in terms of situational stuff and do you challenge and managing the whole roster, actives, inactive, things like that, I mean, that really affects the team's coach probably more so than any other coach. So in terms of the direct responsibilities, it doesn't surprise me that a guy in leadership would get that appointment.
Thank you.